Thank you very much and welcome back. As you may know, I'll be in Washington, D.C. all week. In fact, I'm here already. We'll be questioning the association's National Corn Growers, American Soybean Association, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, all of the commodity groups and associations representing agriculture who have headquarters in D.C. We'll go to the USDA tomorrow and Wednesday visit with congressmen and senators on ag committees in both the House and the Senate. So a full week of action will certainly keep me busy, and hopefully you'll be tuning in regularly to not just Inside Agriculture in the morning, but Farm Talk in the afternoon, where most of my full-length interviews with D.C. policymakers or influencers will happen. This afternoon on Farm Talk, Jim Callen, lobbyist for corn growers and grain growers, and North Dakota U.S. Congresswoman Julie Fedorchak. And that's just the beginning of a week of reports from Washington, D.C. I'll be providing you. But we're not the only ones. The National Farmers Union hosting a week of action. Rob LaRue, president of the National Farmers Union, says the historic levels of uncertainty facing farmers and ranchers is why they are taking this step.
We all know the markets have been volatile. A lot of commodities are at historic lows. Input costs never seem to go down. They're going up. And federal support is shrinking, as well as staff that help support farmers. And on top of all this, we also have global trade wars. All of these things are putting family farmers' ability to stay on the land and continue to produce food for this country and the world at risk. And so that is really what this week of action is all about, telling Congress that it is time to act for farmers' sake. Congress has a real opportunity to ease the burden, to provide more certainty out there, and that's by passing a strong five-year farm bill. It's been pushed aside too long, and farmers, quite frankly, can't wait any longer. This has to be a top priority.
LaRue talks about what the Farmers Union wants in a new and updated farm bill.
Talking to Congress and telling them that in order to get more certainty for family farmers and ranchers, we need a number of things. First of all, we need a modern, updated farm bill for today's times. And that means strengthening the farm safety net to provide more stability, to build on very popular voluntary conservation programs, and to restore some of the balance in the marketplace against the kind of monopoly powers out there. All of this is with fast and reliable crop insurance and other risk management programs. Quite frankly, we need a strong, broad farm bill that provides for both farmers and consumers.
Right now, so much at stake for U.S. farmers and ranchers.
We hear too many stories these days about young producers, new and beginning farmers, who are saying the risks are too high, the uncertainty is too much, and we can't continue down this path. We're also hearing of well-established farmers who are looking at continued low prices and lack of support, and who are looking at getting out. This is bad news for not only farm country and rural America, but also for the country, for our food security out there. So for a lot of reasons, the fact is that without action, we risk losing a generation of family farmers and ranchers. The stakes really couldn't be higher. You can learn more about the week by visiting nfu.org/forfarmerssake.
Farmers Union President Rob LaRue, and we'll have a one-on-one visit with him tomorrow morning right here. And we are fair and balanced too. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall tells us the EPA is now taking steps to provide clarity to WOTUS.
Farmers and ranchers hold a unique bond with the land that they care for. We take pride in being entrusted with our natural resources and always strive to do the right thing by our land and communities. Years of regulatory tug of war on a clear Waters of the United States rule, however, has kept farmers in limbo on what they can and cannot do on their own land. That's why we are encouraged by EPA's recent steps to provide clarity on WOTUS. Farm Bureau, guided by its grassroots policy, recently submitted detailed comments to the EPA outlining some of the biggest changes our farmers need. We are hopeful that the agency will hear these concerns and finally achieve new rules that reflect the realities of life on the farm. I'm Zippy Duvall.
This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.